Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Radio.com has the nation's biggest news stations bringing you the top stories 24/7.
President Obama is issuing a new call to make it harder for
government companies. Says employers added 192,000 jobs.
All the national news from CBS Radio.
And Chrysler has recalled Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Powerful 8.2 earthquake.
Breaking local news from your city.
Economists say job growth is so bad here at home.
Plus,
it's
sports, weather, and traffic.
Back up starting at the 57.
All the news that matters to you on Radio.com.
Mike Ditka here, and I never settle for anything less than 100%. And that's why I trust Motorworks in Barrington and Hoffman Estates. They never quit trying to give you the greatest luxury experience possible. They're even upgrading all their showrooms to give you the most comfortable buying experience possible, as well as celebrating their all-new service department. At Motorworks, eight worlds come together. BMW, Cadillac, Honda, Infiniti, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, and Sprinter. They also have a used inventory of high-quality pre-owned cars, too. Additionally, buying from Motorworks gives you unlimited washes at their world-class wash works. Plus, they're a full-service, all-state agency for all your auto needs. There's a reason I've been a loyal Motorworks customer. It begins and ends with a Motorworks team that always gives you 100%. Heck, if I had more teams like them, I would have won more championships. Visit Motorworks today or visit them online at motorworks.com. That's Motorworks in Barrington and Hoffman Estates. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, time is running out. Looking for a quick one-timer? Score with a Chicago Wolves Holiday Gift Pack. Bears take on the Saints next Monday night here at Soldier Field. Mark Trestman talking about the Saints' defense. It's going to be quite a challenge for the indecisive Jay Cutler.
They rush a lot of five-man rushes, probably more than any team that we play. A lot of different looks, bringing five or six guys, probably more than any team we play.
Mark, Dr. Death, Trestman, Bears and Saints, the 5-8 New Orleans Saints Monday night at Soldier Field. Some roster moves made today. DJ Williams placed on IR with a neck injury. Fullback Montel Owens was signed to the 53-man roster. Thursday night football, it happens to be tonight. Arizona plays at St. Louis. Coverage on the Score begins at 7. The White Sox have acquired more bullpen help, trading Andre Rienzo to the Marlins for left-hander Dan Jennings. The Tigers have sent Rick Porcello to Boston for Yoenis Cespedes. Detroit has also acquired starting pitcher Alfredo Simon from the Reds. Justin Masterson signs a one-year deal with the Red Sox. The Marlins have sent two minor leaguers to Cincinnati in a trade for starting pitcher Matt Latos. The Cardinals have signed Mark Reynolds. And Matt Kemp goes from the Dodgers to the Padres in a cash and multiplayer deal. The Blackhawks skate at Boston this evening with Scott Darling in net. The first-place Hawks are looking for their eighth consecutive win, which means they've won their last seven games. The Bulls host Portland tomorrow night. Noah and McDermott are out, so they won't play. Andre Kirilenko goes from the Nets to the 76ers in a trade. He goes from bad to even worse. Barry Alvarez will coach Wisconsin in the Outback Bowl, and we wish him all the luck in the world. Stop by the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour tomorrow at Lamplighter Inn in Palatine from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast. Meet Joe Dredge and enter for your chance to win Bulls tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Joseph A. Bank.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for
Who You Crappin'.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texts me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
Just
had a call, and he said, you know what, farmer, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
Man, where are we going with this?
Oh, crap.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No.
Who are you crapping? Brought to you by the Improv Comedy Club in Schaumburg. For tickets, visit improv.com and by Sport Clips Haircuts with 70 Chicagoland locations to serve you. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. As always, limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go too long, you don't get to the point.
I got the shotgun.
That's what's going to happen.
And you know the rules about overtly partisan political craps. Political craps are fine, but not just for purely partisan reasons based on one-sided stuff. We will start with Rich in Antioch on the Score.
Hey, boys. This crap goes out to ESPN, who in one of their promos for Monday night's game with the Saints and Bears said, if you can't handle the cold, stay out of the playoffs. Well, the problem was that was immediately followed or preceded by a segment talking about the Bears not making the playoffs. So, ESPN, either flex this game to the Mojave Desert or ask yourselves, who are you crapping?
Not a particularly good way to start.
Oh, boy. Jordan in St. Charles says, December 5th marked the first anniversary of the death of Nelson Mandela, a man who embodied equal rights as fully as America's Martin Luther King Jr. Among his many accomplishments, Mandela earned a Nobel Peace Prize, a U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom, while bringing democracy to South Africa and fighting to reform the rampant segregation and poverty plaguing the region. It's hard to imagine a person living in today's world who doesn't know Nelson Mandela. Enter Maple Leafs goalie Jonathan Bernier. At a Toronto charity event celebrating Mandela's legacy, Bernier was asked what he knew about Mandela and what he learned from him while growing up.
This is not going in the right direction.
Bernier thought a moment and began, well, obviously growing up, he's one of the most known athletes in the world. Oh, a lot of impact in any kind of sport that he did, and even playing hockey, everyone knows him, right? From being the type of person that he was off the ice and on the ice. Jonathan, I understand that global politics may not have been a point of emphasis for you while growing up as a prominent hockey player in Canada, but you were probably better off coming clean on this one. Better yet, before actually going to the event, you could have browsed Wikipedia. While hilariously entertaining, I don't think it's entirely accurate to reminisce about Mandela's legendary game-winning pad saves or his laser-guided wrister or the way he punished his institutionally racist opponents for camping out in the crease. Jonathan Bernier, who are you crapping?
It's like a version of Kanu.
Wow. How did I miss that?
I didn't see that either. I didn't see that anywhere.
Max in Evanston, welcome to Who You Crapping on the Score.
Hey, guys. This crap goes out to current East Tennessee State and former Indiana University center Peter Durkin. Last month, after the latest of a long list of transgressions from various members of the IU basketball team, the junior transfer joined many former Hoosiers on Twitter in their displeasure over the events. He said, quote, if you don't respect the program, please respect the traditions and the culture of IU. It's something bigger than ourselves. Hashtag IUBB, hashtag respect. A perfectly legitimate thought from an ex-player. The only problem? Durkin was suspended for a quarter of his freshman season for, you guessed it, accepting impermissible benefits. Where was your respect for the game then, Peter? Well, the circumstances around Durkin's suspension were sketchy at best. The reality is he missed 9 games of his freshman year, along with one of many IU basketball players frequenting the police blotter, Hunter Pereira. You're right, Peter. Someone needs to get a hold of this runaway basketball program and bring back some respect. But I just don't think you're the ideal front man for the job. Peter, Jordan, you tall, uncoordinated, dimwit, who are you crapping?
Thank you, Max.
That's it. Yeah, that's
the always solid, surprisingly flexible Bonobo. Sting's Broadway musical, The Last Ship, which cost $15 million to stage, opened in October and has been losing $75,000 a week ever since. So starting this week, Sting will be replacing his friend, Jimmy Nail, in the lead role of shipyard foreman Jackie White. When asked to comment on his impending Broadway theater debut, Sting said, "It's not like I've flown in from Planet Rockstar to save the day." Whether Sting, in fact, flew to New York or not hinges on which of his six houses he traveled from. The London home overlooking St. James Park, the London townhouse with the Matisse and Picassos, the Malibu Beach house, the lake house in Wiltshire, England, retrofitted with a state-of-the-art recording studio, his 900-acre Florence estate known as Il Palagio, or perhaps the 15 Central Park West apartment in New York. That's an 11-minute walk from the Neil Simon Theater, where The Last Ship is currently foundering. So it's theoretically possible that Sting might have walked from Planet Rockstar to save the day, but I'm willing to bet that he rode a limo. A true theatrical luminary, William Shakespeare, once famously wrote, "O death, where is thy sting?" The former Gordon Sumner's profound lack of self-awareness and fake humility have some of us wishing it were the other way around. Sting, as you board that last ship, watch out for icebergs. Who you crapping?
I forgot his house in Mokina.
I forgot that it's humble. It's a little more rustic. Yeah.
It's humble. Yeah, it's rustic.
Yeah. Ian in Boston, is that who you crapping on the score?
This crap goes out to Chris Collinsworth. During the fourth quarter of the Thanksgiving Seahawks 49ers game, Collinsworth decided to tell us how much he enjoyed covering international hockey at the 2014 Winter Olympics. His two favorite teams, Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia. As far as I know, neither of those countries have existed since 1993, but hey, I wasn't given the Russian media guide. Chris, maybe you should leave the Olympic hockey talk to your broadcast partner. He knows a thing or two about that. Chris Collinsworth, who you crap?
You know, I played against the 85 Bears team in 86.
Purdue Dave says, this quickie is for Solomon Wilcots. On Monday, during the postponed Bills-Jets game, the discussion of the Odell Beckham Jr. catch arose, and Wilcots said, "We now know your name, Liddell Beckham Jr." I wouldn't normally crap you for misspeaking, but you just said, "We now know your name." Solomon Wilcots. Who you crapping?
Solomon Wilcots. He's always wrong. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, well, he's enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, he is.
That's half the battle. That's a great one for Chris Collinsworth, too, isn't it?
That's outstanding.
Riles and Gridley, you're on the score.
This is for score know-it-all and resident blabbermouth Dan Bernstein.
Hello.
So sit back, strap it down, and just take it. Last Tuesday, Dan decreed from his bully pulpit, "Historically, it has never been safer to be a policeman in this country, and never has it been less safe to be a black citizen where you're not afforded the same rights." Dan, sometimes your ignorance astounds me. What did you major in at Duke? Hyperbole? Although it seemed like you really meant what you said. The first part of your statement might be correct, although I doubt it. The second part is just ludicrous. Never? How about during the Reconstruction? How about at any time before legislation for the Great Society was passed? Why don't you sit down?
Sponsors. Not allowed to bring in sponsors.
You knew that wasn't going well from the
No, it's fine. You just can't. You can't bring in sponsors.
Yeah, but it wasn't any good anyway. He said no good. You could do better if you want.
All right, we are in the midst of Who You Crapping, 312-644-6767. You sort of get the concept, at least some of you do.
Yeah, no,
some
it's pretty
really
good.
Good ones.
Pretty
yeah.
good.
It's so just... here's what we're looking for. You know, we're going to take a little time here. You can collect your thoughts. And as always, I haven't had this chance to say this in a while. We are looking for the big finish. Give it to us. 312-644-6767. You know what's our signature segment? Who You Crapping? Or is it Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670?
Tune in for 670 The Score's holiday broadcast live Wednesday. Celebrate the holiday season and win great prizes. Brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your local Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette, Jameson Irish Whiskey, and Lover's Lane, the gift store for grown-ups.
I'm Tom Tolbert with the CBS Sports Minute. What in the world is going on in college basketball these days? Southeast Oklahoma takes down Tulsa. Incarnate Word up, takes down Nebraska. Columbia leading Kentucky at halftime. And best of all this past weekend, INJIT, the Highlanders. New Jersey Institute of Technology taking down the University of Michigan. Oh, the shame, Big Blue, being taken down by a 24.5-point underdog. I can only imagine head coach Beilein giving this speech after the game.
You just got your asses whipped by a bunch of damn nerds. Nerds!
They say the meek will inherit the earth. I'm not so sure about that, but it sure looks like they're trying to take over the world of college hoops. I'm Tom Tolbert.
Hi, I'm Jake Sweeney, the founder of Jake's Mint Chew. I was a user of smokeless tobacco for over 20 years.
20 years.
I knew I had to quit before it was too late.
Too late.
Unsuccessful to find a suitable alternative, I did what any red-blooded American would do. I rolled up my sleeves and I got to work.
Got to work.
I developed Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as smokeless tobacco without compromising your health.
No compromise.
It's non-tobacco. Nicotine-free, USDA-certified organic, and comes in 10 satisfying flavors. Check us out online at jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Jake's Mint Chew.
Are you looking for a brand new 2014 Ford Fusion or Escape? Right now at Alpamonte Ford, you can drive one for only $179 a month. That's right, a new 2014 Ford Escape or Ford Fusion for only $179 a month. Over 85 to choose from, only at the original Alpamonte Ford, 25th and North Avenue in Melrose Park. Lease is based on 24-month, 10,500 miles per year, $2,800 down, plus tax, title, license, and dock fees with approved credit.
Listen.
Calm. Take care.
The holiday season means lots of parties and lots of wine, but it doesn't have to mean lots of money and you're not sacrificing any quality. That's because you've got this terrific opportunity with Cameron Hughes Wine, just for being a listener to the Boers and Bernstein show. And everybody's getting, I'm saying, Bernstein, you're always talking about red wines, talking about massive Napa cabs and old vine zins. You never talk about white wine. And if I'm going to get stuff for parties, people like white wine too. You're right. You're absolutely right. So here's an example of what Cameron Hughes does when he buys up grapes from the best vineyards in the years that they make too much, and then he bottles it and puts a lot number on it. How about a Riesling Schenenblock blend from the Columbia River Valley in Washington? You're talking about these bright citrusy aromas. Well, he's done it with the Lot 459 Riesling and Schenenblanc. It won the medal at the Long Beach Grand Cru tasting, and it's only $12. And right now, your entire order is 20% off. And it ships for free. It can be a case of wine, which weighs 40 pounds, and you get to propel that thing all the way from California to you for free. This is a rare opportunity to stock up for the holidays. What you're going to do is you're going to go to chwine.com. You're going to browse around. You're going to click on things, and you're going to put together the perfect order for yourself, and then you're going to get 20% off, and it's going to ship for free. chwine.com. You've got to enter my code. Go to the microphone in the upper left corner. Enter Dan, D-A-N. Click that. Enter Dan, and then you get your wine in time for the holidays, 20% off, and it ships for free. Do it now, because these are all limited amount wine.
Don't look now, but winter is here, and the pros at Suburban Tire Auto Care Center's Chicagoland's tire professionals want to get you ready. Suburban Tire has stocked their shelves to the roof with world-class Nokian tires, the number one rated winter tire. Right now, get special pricing on the Nokian WRG3, one of the safest tires on the road. Suburban Tire has thousands of these stacked to the rafters. Forget the national chains. Visit them in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights, or on the web at suburbantire.com. Suburban Tire, Chicagoland's tire professionals. Are you a military veteran looking for a new career in 2015? The new year could mean a new you. Demand in the IT industry has never been higher. New Horizons Computer Learning Centers has the training you need for the career you want. Authorized training from Microsoft, Cisco, and VMware help you earn industry-recognized certifications. In over 1.4 million student evaluations, New Horizons consistently outperforms other IT training companies. With flexible day and evening classes, New Horizons can get you certified and qualified in under 6 months. Work one-on-one with a dedicated career specialist to get you started on the path to your new career. Job placement assistance available. New Horizons Computer Learning Centers. It's a new year and a new you. Text NHVET to 95577 or explore more at nhvets.com. Again, that's nhvets.com. Order your cab within seconds right from your phone with the all-new Universal Taxi app. It's quick and easy, and you can track your ride. Visit UniversalTaxiDispatch.com and download your app today.
You deserve a full head of hair. Do something about it right now with Dr. Ken Stein. His patented Artist robotic technology will give you a permanent fuller head of hair without scars or sutures. Call 312-806-2203. You're back at work the next day. Enjoy your own natural head of hair. 312-806-2203. And get $500 off and a free consultation if you book by Christmas. 312-806-2203. Or find us on the web at hairrestorationspecialists.com.
Weekends are all about winning at Majestic Star Casino. Starting with Friday, we're giving away $700 every 7 minutes. Every Saturday, we're giving away 52 50-inch LED TVs. That's 8 50-inch LED TVs every hour. And on Sunday, join the Carnival of Cash for your chance to win up to $15,000 by playing your favorite carnival games. Don't miss a winning weekend. All prize amounts are promo cash. For details, visit MajesticStarCasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone. Yeah! It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Looking for new local restaurants to eat at? Then check out the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's dining scene. Visit the Best Of homepage, bestof.cbslocal.com, for more information. CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Music. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We are in the midst of Who You Crappin' Boys and Boys in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are looking, as we always do, for the big finish at 312-644-6767.
Here is Jack in Boston. Boston's been good to us so far today. He's on the score. Hey, Jack.
Hey, this is my first crap, boys.
Good luck with your first crap.
This crap goes out to the Big 12 Conference that earlier last week crowned co-champions in their football. Not a big deal to me until I go to a quick cursory glance at the Big 12's website, which has the headline, Big 12 Conference, One True Champion. Big 12 Conference, I got to ask yourself two questions. Are you familiar with the basic integer one? And two, who you crapping?
This is Borges Weems weighing in. There were a few minutes of transition between Doug and OB and Les Grobstein.
And this is already trouble.
Les fed the boys some raw cow by telling them that their 1-13 team in 1969 was better than this year's bunch, and mentioned a few specific close losses from 45 years ago. Damn you, Mac Percival. He continued, plus, you guys had to deal with the training camp deaths of your teammates, Willie Gallimore and John Farrington. Well, crapping a dead horse is pointless, but I will point out Gallimore and Farrington died in 1964.
And the horse that rode in on them.
No, it wasn't a horse.
And probably never met Buffon. Yeah, Les was rolling, and I know conflation strikes all us aging types, but anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Grobstein, who you crapping?
They are, by the way, just so people know, if you have seen A Football Life of Butkus and Sayers, Doug and OB are featured prominently.
They should be.
Yeah, fun. It's fun listening to them. Yeah, they were.
Shut your mouth.
Okay, I will.
Matt in North Center says, talking today with Matt Spiegel and Patrick Manley, a prompted Rick Morrissey said the following regarding the Cubs baseball operations. I have no problem with the plan. I understand the plan. Okay, Rick, that's great. I guess this means we've come a long way from you chiding Epstein and Ricketts with columns like Cubs should ignore stop sign, go for Albert Pujols. But then I looked at your column from yesterday, which included the following. It is so refreshing to actually be talking about real moves rather than dreams and grand plans. Action, not discussion. We've had 3 years of chatter. Hell, we've had 106 years of it. Dadgummit, man, you said you understood the plan. Yeah, I mean, really? Yeah. Do we once again have to go over the litany of real moves that put the Cubs in the position to benefit from giving Lester that contract? Do you even... Oh, screw it. Rick Morrissey. Who are you crapping?
I didn't hear it. I guess it was something, huh?
Yeah, apparently it was circular.
Okay.
Got a couple lines open. Want to be part of the big finish at 312-644-6767. Milwaukee, our next stop, and it is Dave on the score.
Oh, hey, guys. This is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
This crap goes out to Gus Johnson, the TV commentator for University of Wisconsin versus Ohio State University football game Saturday night. Needing something to fill the awkward time as OSU beat UW down, he reached deeply into his seemingly limited knowledge of the animal kingdom, comparing OSU to a cobra, the snake that coils around and suffocates its prey.
Oh, we need that.
I have two questions. One, have you ever heard of the boa constrictor? And two, who you crapping?
Oh, we need that. How we find that?
This is another one. When I actually read this morning, I was sitting in my kitchen laughing out loud to the point where I almost couldn't breathe. Tom from Rockford says this goes out to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. While serving as Milwaukee County Executive, Walker wrote a letter to a constituent stating that he would be happy to display a menorah commemorating Hanukkah at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. And he closed the letter with thank you again and Molotov.
I love this guy.
Scotty, nothing celebrates the 8-day festival of lights quite like a handheld improvised explosive device. Oh, brings a real bang to the celebration, doesn't it? I think you meant to say thank you again and mazel tov, a congratulatory phrase for a happy or significant occasion. Scott Walker, who you crapping?
That's almost too much even for me. That's unbelievable.
Marlon Brando's Helper Monkey brings us this.
Okay.
This crap is for Warren Township High School board member Liz Biondi.
Okay.
Not Dick Biondi. Liz Biondi.
That's my guy.
Last week at School District 121 in Gurnee, they were deliberating over their criteria for their next superintendent, and Biondi was quoted as saying, she hopes the district does not hire someone who's gay to replace outgoing district boss Mary Perry Bates. She went on to add her belief that some residents would not want a gay superintendent and that, quote, a gay schools chief may wind up fighting more personal fires than superintendent fires. First of all, Liz, what the hell does that even mean? But more importantly, if you really believe a homosexual school superintendent would be that ineffective, why would you go on to say the following? I have no problem with gays and lesbians. I personally know many. I know some who are in the closet, and I respect that. Liz, you clearly have a problem with gays and lesbians. Why else would you go out of your way to state that one shouldn't be considered for the position you're trying to fill? And if they're in the closet, as you say, and you claim to respect that, then what impact should someone's personal private life have on the job they're hired to do? Furthermore, as someone tasked with a role in hiring a person to run a school district, I assume you're aware it would be illegal to discriminate against a candidate based on his or her sexuality. But lastly, since you're on the school board, how about a little math? You claim that some residents wouldn't want a gay superintendent. I'm assuming you're referring to those residents that elected you to your 4-year school board term, all 31 of them via write-in. Liz Biondi, you bigoted old bag, stay the hell away from our children's minds and who you crappin'.
Wow.
Is it time yet to check your manometer?
You know, Mike, we could check it. Yeah, you know, we're always busy the last half hour, and I've got thoughts on the world, really. Sure, my manometer, of course, it's ready to burst. It's been, you know, while it's a little slow here and there, I've enjoyed it today, so it's ready to burst.
Okay.
And I did a little traveling.
So you went to Managua?
Nope.
Isle of Man.
I went to the Isle of Man.
You're back. All right. Well, to bear the pressure of closing out, who you crapping, we will stop in Park Ridge and say, Brian, you're on the score.
Oh, man, you guys are really putting the pressure on me here. All yep. right. This one is for WGN anchor Mark Sapulsa, who, when teasing the White Sox acquisition of Jeff Samardzija, said that Samardzija was going to come pitch for the team on the other side of Lake Michigan now. Now, I've taken the L a few times between Wrigley Field and the Cell, and never once do I remember the L going in, around, or over Lake Michigan. Mark Sapulsa, who are you crapping?
Holy Toledo, what a way to finish!
You make us wonder with the things you say.
Hey,
maybe
everybody!
Hey, buddy. Who you crapping?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves update studio, don't get caught offsides this season. Make the right call and buy a Chicago Wolves holiday gift pack.
All I can tell you is what we see, Peggy, every day. And we see an amicable relationship, a working relationship, a professional relationship. That's all we see here. That's the only time I'm around them, basically, is when I see them here. And that's all I've seen throughout the course of the year.
That's Bears head coach Mark Dr. Death Trestman talking about the relationship between his quarterback Jay Cutler and star wide receiver Brandon Marshall. The Bears are back at work today in preparation of Monday's game at Soldier Field with the 5-8 New Orleans Saints. DJ Williams was placed on IR with a neck injury. Fullback Montel Owens was signed to the 53-man roster. My prediction for Brandon Marshall next year, he's a Baltimore Raven. The score is your home
Wait,
for Thursday
what?
Night
Just...
Football in Westwood One all season long. Tonight, join Ian Eagle right, and Mike Mayock at 7 as the Cardinals take on the Rams. Listen to the game live here on The Score. The White Sox have acquired more bullpen help, trading Andre Rienzo to the Marlins for left-hander Dan Jennings. The Tigers have sent Rick Porcello to Boston for Yoenis Cespedes. Detroit has also acquired starting pitcher Alfredo Simon from the Reds. Justin Masterson signs a one-year deal with the Red Sox. The Marlins have sent two minor leaguers to Cincinnati in a trade for starting pitcher Matt Latos. The Cardinals have signed Mark Reynolds, and Matt Kemp goes from the Dodgers to the Padres in a cash and multiplayer deal. The Blackhawks skate at Boston tonight with Scott Darling in net. The first-place Hawks are looking for their eighth consecutive win. The Bulls host Portland tomorrow night. Noah and McDermott are out. Andre Kirilenko goes from the Nets to the 76ers in a trade, and Barry Alvarez will coach Wisconsin in the Outback Bowl. There's never a break in the action with the all-new B-Dubs Game Break Live. Register now at bdubsgamebreak.com and get into a Buffalo Wild Wings for a chance to play and win big. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports stage for breaking Bears news and information. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Interesting.
Hey, I like his angle.
He's got him going to the Ravens already. Okay.
I you know what? That's a place to take him. You know that. They're not frightened. They need help.
That's true.
And I don't know how strong that locker room is. All I know is, you know what? I'll throw a celebration if that happens. We'll have a celebration.
Well, we've got a celebration tomorrow.
We do.
And you want to know, hey, where are you? The Boards and Bernstein, Bud Light, who needs to? Tavern Tour. We're at the Lamplighter. You know what the great thing is about the Lamplighter? Is if you take Metra, and I know that's Joe Dredge's line, that's the death train. I'm not quite exact. I don't know. Is it the Northwest line or whatever it is of the Metra?
Yeah,
it goes right there. I mean, the
oh, is that Joe Dredge's train?
Yes. That's why Joe Dredge is going to be our on-site producer.
Wow.
Because he just has to take the train about halfway in. So that's where we're going to be.
That's amazing.
Downtown Palatine, 60 North Bothwell, but everybody knows where the Lamplighter is. It's a Palatine institution. So we will be Palatine institutionalized appropriately tomorrow at the Lamplighter. We've got tickets to give away, and we've got our usual rundown of fun stuff with Jerry DiNardo and Rich Campbell and Brian Billick, and it's going to be great.
That was the place where we had to educate Blackhawk fans who, remember some of the dopes didn't know what Bobby Hull was doing while he was playing?
That's right, we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the times where we were sitting downstairs, because we've been upstairs before and we've been downstairs.
Hey, what are you talking about, Bernstein?
I don't believe that Bobby Hull got arrested for beating his wife. Where does that come from? I don't hear any of you making that up.
Yeah, that's what we do here. We make it up and hand it to you.
But go Blackhawks!
Join us.
We're all for the Blackhawks.
Yep, they're playing tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. We're all for them, but we're also logical. And we know some history, not all history, but in this city, Bobby Hull. Now, today would be a much different atmosphere for that sort of thing, as you know.
As it should be.
Yep. And that, you know, the light did not shine very bright on those sorts of things back then.
No, back then, and you had, you know, she would show up to games with the big sunglasses on and the hat, and the other players would kind of joke about it because all the other players' wives started wearing big sunglasses and hats because she was setting the fashion trend, when in fact she was only wearing it to hide the bruises on her face.
Or either that or he beat all of them.
He's beating everybody's wife.
I don't know. There's two answers to it.
Yeah, that's right. That's where we were. That guy refused to believe.
Yeah, refused to believe it. He caused it. Oh, my God, dude. I mean, it's not like we can, you can, again, things today, man, oh, man, here's what you don't want to be, an encyclopedia salesman. But things today, because if somebody tells you they're that, oh, no, no, no. I mean, you don't have to argue with us. Just look it up. Don't argue with us. If you don't believe it and you want to call, hey, what are you talking about? Just look it up. Maybe take and just see. You know what you'll find? Pictures.
This is from Rudy, who says, I like Morrissey, but that interview was a waste of time. Circular is a correct description. Three or four times he said, I understand the plan, which is always a sign one doesn't understand the plan. So then he added a few more times, there's no guarantee it's going to work. So cue every Sun-Times talking point. It's so tired. Because I turned it off and started looking for Mark Trestman audio in the process. Well,
yeah, Rudy, it's been. I don't know why. Either it's just odd that everybody from the Sun-Times is taking the same tack. I mean, or it's a plan. I don't know how all three guys who write about the Cubs can do that. I don't know how you can have such a mindset that three of you would think the same thing.
There's clearly some sort of stance has been taken.
Yeah, it's hard to do that on paper. That somebody comes over to you and says, "Hey, okay, you three. Here's your stance." I mean, that's not, you know, it seems sometimes like that, but I don't know that's, I've never heard of that.
Well, and this is the kicker where he says, this could get interesting, finally.
Yeah. He's adopted that stance a little later, but nonetheless doing it. You know what I mean? He doesn't overtly pound you in the head, but he gives you a little shot all the time, not beating you over the head.
And then there's all this made up stuff from Whitmire, who claims that the Cubs are spending, but they're not really spending. Yeah. I just found that absolutely bizarre, and I know for a fact that the Cubs themselves found it completely bizarre.
And
that they're spending money, but not really. They spent $240 million this offseason.
And they took the, and somebody went in there and took the dog mess. That's his words, not mine. They took that Callender used in his column to describe the Cubs. So I just have never heard of it. I mean, I don't know what your percentage would be in doing it.
I don't understand this. It's in Whitmire. Anybody thinking more big ticket players are on their way is mistaken. They spent $240 million. Players, manager, even before they've actually gotten money online. Yeah. So it's first, you're not spending enough on bad free agents that will block everybody's way. And then you're not calling up your prospects quickly enough.
And now
you've spent all this money, but you're not spending enough money.
Yeah, not spending enough.
I mean, they've never spent more. It's the biggest contract in team history.
Yeah, all three of them have painted themselves into this corner where they're forced to write this nonsense. And Tellner continues. Rick tries to, but he still does it. You know what I mean? He does it softly and sticking it in here and there, but not pounding you. But he's still here and there while he's allegedly saying, yeah, I get it. In the middle of it, he's saying, no, I don't get it. I don't know what you're doing, and I don't know why you're doing it. And finally, you're interesting and all this other stuff. Where Gordon, for a guy who's around there every day, it's inexcusable.
I want to read this email, too. This is from Ed Petrak.
Okay.
Ed Petrak.
Ed Petrak.
Forward this to the bosses at 670.
All right.
Please get these two negative, obnoxious people off the Chicago airwaves. Can't believe these two guys are working during the evening drive home. My head starts to hurt. They insult 100% of those that are dumb enough to call in and disagree with them. What kind of ratings could they get? Come on, this is Chicago. Hire someone worth listening to, T-O-O. Do something, or I'm going to start a grassrooted effort to bring changes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the grass-rooted effort of Ed Petrak has been invoked.
Well, Ed, you're an idiot too. So I mean, Ed, you go right ahead.
Good luck to you, sir.
Yeah. Hey, look, our boss fired Bob Costas. He was certainly wouldn't hesitate. Yeah, you get us fired. I think that's what's going to happen because you know we do no numbers.
See, that's true because
nobody respects us.
Right. Yeah. Nobody because the only show that actually got respect was that of Tony Boers.
Yeah, and he's
because,
not here.
Yeah, the show that involves Tony Boers. That one, apparently, everybody in the industry just loves. Yeah, but this one, I don't know.
I don't like this one very much.
Yeah, so I am. I will forward this immediately to the bosses at 670.
Yeah, well, yeah. Make sure they get it because Mitch will be interested too.
Yes.
Don't let it get past Mitch because you know what?
Because Mitch has no idea. He has no idea how obnoxious and intolerable we are.
We took, and I know what old Ed, old thoughtful Ed, we took perhaps. I think 3 or 4 of the worst calls we've ever had right in a row.
Well,
I mean, dude, if you think those guys had a point, you please tell me, Ed, and while you're firing us, please tell me what the point was that they had, what they were trying to make.
No, Ed's working. Don't bother Ed.
I don't want to bother
He's
Ed.
He's working on his... Ed's busy. He's got his grass-rooted campaign going.
Okay. You're right, though. We do nothing. We draw nobody.
No, I know. Make
no respect
money.
Industry-wide. Tony Boers does, but not me.
And, I got to talk to Tony. I think that's the guy he's mad about. I think he's mad at Tony.
He's outside.
Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Well, the Bears now try to pick up the pieces from that awful Dallas game, an absolute embarrassment on the national stage, and now they get ready to take on the Saints in front of the nation yet again. I'm going to tell you what it done did. This time, a Monday nighter, and we're covering Bears Saints right up to kickoff, so keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hear what people are saying about the used car experience at Sunrise Chevrolet.
They have tons of used cars, all within my budget.
They got me financed. Thanks, Sunrise.
They always treat me with respect. There's never any games or gimmicks.
A used car warranty that actually makes sense. That's what I got.
Right car, right price, right place. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Conveniently located from anywhere in the Chicagoland area. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com.
If you're financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
I think that dude is pretty good.
President of Townstone Financial. Today, meet Liz.
Hello, friend.
42, single mother of two, who called David after finalizing her divorce to purchase a new home and begin the next chapter in her life. David informed Liz that her deadbeat ex-husband destroyed her credit and purchasing wasn't an option. So Liz moved into her parents' basement. Over the past 10 months, Liz saved for a down payment, followed David's advice, which increased her credit scores and allowed her to purchase a home. 10 months ago, Liz was a credit disaster, literally living in her parents' basement. Today, after David's guidance and advice, Liz is a homeowner with decent credit. If you had a life-altering experience like divorce or death of a spouse and need help with your mortgage, call David, 312-896-2111. David's helped thousands of Score listeners with honest advice for years, and he can help you. What are you waiting for? Call David now at 312-896-2111, 312-896-2111. Tune into the Townstone Financial Show Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 1366.
You deserve a full head of hair. Do something about it right now with Dr. Ken Stein. His patented Artist Robotic Technology will give you a permanent fuller head of hair without scars or sutures. Call 312-806-2203. You're back at work the next day. Enjoy your own natural head of hair. 312-806-2203. And get $500 off and a free consultation if you book by Christmas. 312-806-2203. Or find us on the web at hairrestorationspecialists.com.
Mike Ditka here, and I never settle for anything less than 100%. And that's why I trust Motorworks in Barrington and Hoffman Estates. They never quit trying to give you the greatest luxury experience possible. They're even upgrading all their showrooms to give you the most comfortable buying experience possible, as well as celebrating their all-new service department. At Motorworks, 8 worlds come together. BMW, Cadillac, Honda, Infiniti, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, and Sprinter. They also have a used inventory of high-quality pre-owned cars, too. Additionally, Buying from Motorworks gives you unlimited washes at their world-class wash works. Plus, they're a full-service, all-state agency for all your auto needs. There's a reason I've been a loyal Motorworks customer. It begins and ends with a Motorworks team that always gives you 100%. Heck, if I had more teams like them, I would have won more championships. Visit Motorworks today or visit them online at motorworks.com. That's Motorworks in Barrington and Hoffman Estates. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
America runs on Duncan.
The Improv Comedy Club in Schaumburg presents the one and only SNL alum Rob Schneider this Friday through Sunday. For tickets, visit improv.com. Coming soon to the Improv, Christopher Titus in his new one-man show, and the winner of NBC's Last Comic Standing, John Heffron, for New Year's Eve. Don't miss Deuce Bigelow, Rob Schneider at improv.com.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Hey guys, Christmas is coming, and this year I want you to go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm world famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, kids, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of the hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood. Perhaps most important, though, is the full zip front. Think about opening that. And you should also opt for the sweet and sexy gift set right now, and that includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and you save $50. Now, here, listen here. You don't have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday. Come on. And you have to tell them Tony from The Score sent you.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Sport. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings Beer Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Someone in our organization, generally through Phil and football operations from that standpoint. But, you know, we always want everybody to have opportunities if they feel. And that's, as a general rule, whoever it might be, if they have a chance to grow and in this profession. You know, we're in a position to want to help them do that, whoever that might be.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Death. Wars Emergency, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Top of the hour, by the way, you know what's coming your way. It's Thursday.
That means Bears All Access. Uh-huh. Do we know who's on there, or is it top secret? As always.
It's top secret. We know Zach and Tom Thayer.
Yep.
And we don't know anything more that I've been able to glean. And but that's enough right there. And they'll have a fine Bears guest. You don't have to worry about that. So if you want to get more ready for the Bears and the Saints, stay tuned. Bears All Access is coming your way.
To flesh out what we were saying before, too, about Trestman's future. I mean, mm-hmm. I think we've got quite the football season coming next year because I think Mark Trestman is very likely to be back. Unless something awful happens. I mean, unless he murders somebody or something. I think there is. It's not 100%. But as of right now, there just isn't. They like him too much.
Yeah, that's the thing. They do.
George McCaskey adores him. I think he knows he's not very good at his job, but he likes him.
He isn't. Yeah.
And they don't like change. They don't like uncertainty. They don't like confronting all of the possibilities. And also, what it would say about allowing Phil Emery to hire another guy. I think they're going to just give him one more year and hope they can tighten it all up.
I got to be honest with you. I don't, you know, the idea sounds so intriguing to me to go ahead and get rid of all of them and do that. But, You know, and that would have to include Phil Emery, because the one thing you don't want, and I don't care what the future holds, but the one thing you certainly don't want is this guy to hire another coach. And if you want to give him another year or whatever you want to give him, and that would probably be about it for both of them, but don't let him hire another coach. I mean, if you're going to do it this way, please, please. You know, you might as well keep Trestman if this guy's going to hire a coach. He has no judgment whatsoever. None. Why would I trust him? Would you trust him? Say that the miracle happened.
Not for a second. They were all sitting in his office. I mean, that's, we know exactly how he arrived at his decision. I think the whole thing was slanted toward Trestman the entire time.
I do too. That's what I was told.
I think that was his guy, and he zeroed in on his guy, and he talked to some of the other high-profile candidates, but he got his guy.
Yeah, and the other thing that you can't do, I don't care who you are, don't strap a new coach with assistants he doesn't want and say, this is part of the deal, you got to have X, Y, and Z here. No, no, no.
And not only are we likely to get Dr. Death back, but also at the University of Illinois, we are going to have our buddy Giggles, Mr. Giggles. Mr. Giggles.
He'll really be laughing next
year.
Yeah,
he's already gloating. He's already happy. But he'll be back. He'll be all dressed up. Ladies and gentlemen, Giggles the Clown.
Kind of a giggle.
Yeah, proving people wrong.
I'm 6-6.
78 bowl teams.
Giggle.
Yeah. 78.
And he decided that was good enough to start pointing fingers and saying, in your face!
You guys, a month ago, you didn't think we had a chance. And it's kind of a giggle now. It really is. It's kind of a giggle that when people doubt you and then you prove them wrong for our football players, it was very rewarding for them.
You showed the world, boy. 6-6.
You know, I thought we had that connection. We had almost like a cosmic connection. Not a Cosby connection. You don't want that.
You drug him and...
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You don't want to turn around every night and there's another woman sitting there saying, well, he drugged me and raped me.
It's kind of what it's been, though.
It is, isn't it?
Every single night there's another woman.
Yep.
That's it. Busy. It's over.
But yeah, that guy, I've had enough of this entire day. I mean, the guy's going to get us fired and everybody else, so all of you.
Kind of a giggle.
Yeah, I know.
He's coming back.
You need a little work on when it's time to gloat. All right, some quick thank yous.
Matt Miller, Dan Durkin. Is that it? I think that was it. Am I missing somebody? No, I think that's good.
I guess that is it. We thank our crack production staff, Joe Dredge, filling in today.
Some people are going to agree with me, and some people are going to kiss my ass.
He's the man who'll be riding the death train tomorrow. To Palatine, we'll be in Lamplight. The best production man who ever lived, Tristan Hill.
Houston Texans first round draft pick, guy who was the first taken overall, outside linebacker Dejavon Clowney.
Just say Greg Oden. It's easier.
Yeah, that's what he is. And you, sir, told me you would have taken him. You, sir, would be incorrect, just as I was really wrong about Mr. Oden and his method wang. Although I don't think that was part of my thinking. We learned later. And helping out, as always, my guy, Matt Amatacola.
Ouch. I'm John Feinstein.
Telling me. I love Matt Amatacola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chef Gravity. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Texting. We will do it all again. We'll stop by and say hi. See if we're still here. We will be at Lamplight.
We might have been grass-rooted by Ed.
Everybody, have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow from the Lamplighter in Palatine.
one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This holiday season, buy $25 in Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards good for a future visit and get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. What if everything came with a bonus?
As a thank you for buying a pair of our shoes, we're going to give you a bonus shoe.
Just one shoe?
Yep, the left one.
Okay. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Promotion begins November 24, 2014. To receive the bonus, no purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older, valid in-restaurant at participating U.S. locations. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For entry without purchase information and official rules, visit BuffaloWildWings.com.
Looking for the very best window treatments? Then look to Hunter Douglas Window Fashions and look to DecorView Certified Designers to bring the Hunter Douglas showroom to you with a free in-home consultation. Right now, you can save 25% off retail on Duet Honeycomb Shades. Just call 1-800-427-1924 for an appointment. That's 1-800-427-1924. DecorView and Hunter Douglas, the perfect match for all your window treatment needs. 1-800-427-1924.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now, 1-800-594-5197. That's 800-594-5197.
Attention active duty, National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or a loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in TSGLI tax-free benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you've been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. Call the James Rolls House Law Firm at 866-558-9938. That's 866-558-9938.
Hey, so what are we going to do Friday night?
For the best of nightlife and music in your area, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. From comedy clubs to concerts to the best places for a girls' night out, we've got the scene covered. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready for a night out on the town.
We have to do this more often!
Yeah! CBS Local. We know nightlife and music. We know local.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or TM-80031.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
In these uncertain economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, is less than 12 years old, has a warranty about to expire, or even no warranty at all, you could stop paying for car repairs. Roadside assistance, towing, and rental coverage are all included. Make one free call right now to 5-Star Warranty to see if you qualify. Call 877-274-4640. That's 877-274-4640.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how GEICO's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen, Lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the GEICO app.
No one does TV like DirecTV.